With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National political correspondent Michelle Price in Manchester, New Hampshire, says it will be interesting to see the results now that the Granite State, with only Donald Trump and Nikki Haley vying for the Republican vote.
New Hampshire allows independent voters to show up, and they can choose whether to participate in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary. So Nikki Haley has been trying to kind of make a broader appeal. We've seen a lot of outside groups, though, also trying to appeal to these unaffiliated voters to vote for Haley, that this is their way to stop Trump. There also is a Democratic primary going on that some of those voters could choose to participate in.
The New Hampshire primary is Tuesday. The GOP field has dwindled since Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration making a renewed push for abortion rights in this election year with Vice President Kamala Harris leading the fight today in Wisconsin on the anniversary of the signing of the now-defunct Roe v. Wade decision.
This is the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion in all 50 states, overturned in 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris, a year after that, warned,
"Extremist Republicans in Congress have proposed to ban abortion nationwide."
She and President Biden are holding a series of events this week, introducing new measures to strengthen access to emergency abortion care. Abortion rights are a key issue in the 2024 election, with Republican frontrunner Donald Trump proclaiming,
"I'm proud to be the most pro-life president in American history."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And on Wall Street, the Dow had 126 points. The NASDAQ is up 62 points. This is SRN News. The pro-life message is resonating with younger people.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that two-thirds of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, "human rights should begin in the womb." And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Congress are expected to begin 2024 by making a new push to get the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment enshrined into law. Pro-life advocates warn that the legislation would be a way to get around the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Some Democrats also think that it can be used to defeat state laws designed to curb the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Jacob Reynolds with the Conway, Arkansas Department of Transportation says they've been clearing snowy roads, but ice and refreezing is definitely a problem. He spoke to KATV.
This was just 2 inches of snow. You know, we had 3 to 5 degree low temperatures, and it just gets so stuck to the asphalt that you just can't get it up. Our plows won't cut it. The salt becomes ineffective, and, you know, at that point, we're pretty much just putting out sand for traction until we can get some temperatures that allow us to plow it.
Sub-freezing conditions and treacherous roadways have contributed to dozens of deaths this month across the U.S., where states as far south as Texas and Florida remain gripped by deadly Arctic weather. With the numbing cold expected to ease up in the coming days, nationally winter storms this month have claimed at least 72 lives around the U.S., many involving hypothermia or road accidents. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.